Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host.
I love internationals. Currently, I'm serving for 130 Asian churches and pastors from Japan to half of Turkey. I'm pastoring a church with refugees from Africa, Asia, with leaders and volunteers from North and South America. I love internationals. When I was very young, my favorite thing to do was to look at the globe and memorize the names of the countries, capitals, and some city names, of course, flags. I didn't know why I loved those things, but now I know that God has prepared me to serve the people from all around the world. But when I was a teenager, I got deeply into rock and roll and got into heavy metal music. I played electric guitar, and one of my guitar heroes is Eddie Van Halen. I got my English name, Sammy, from the group Van Halen. Now, why not Eddie? Eddie just sounds a little weird, but the lead singer, Sammy, at the time sounds better with my last name. So I have had the same name, Sammy, since then, but none of those people were truly influential to me. Truly influential person in my life came into my life when I was junior in college. His name is Mr. Bang. Through Mr. Bang, my life was totally changed. He was a deeply spiritual man. He was a Christian. He loves the Lord. He prays hours and hours. But one day, I met him. I was expecting to hear some encouraging words from him. But he said a very simple question. Sammy, do you know the gospel? What? That was not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear a statement like, Sammy, I think you are going to be a great man or successful person in your future. You're going to be like a last Jedi, that kind of stuff. But he did not say anything like that. He asked me a question. Do you know the gospel? But this one question changed my whole life. Now, what is the gospel? Around that time, my life became very difficult. In February 1998, I was anticipating graduating from my college. But I received a phone call saying, Sammy, you are not graduating this time. This time? What do you mean? The college office said you missed one class. Oh, that can't be true. In my college, we had five requirements to pass outside of required credits. One of them is weekly work duty to clean up and mow the yard in the school. I had to pass them for six semesters, but one of them is missing. Oh my goodness, I never missed it. I couldn't miss it because everyone had to come out that time and mow the yard all at the same time. I had nowhere to go, so I did it for sure. But the problem was that I failed to register in my junior year. I just could not believe what I heard, but it was true. I went to school and begged at this office that I could graduate that year. I did not want to go to school just to mow the grass. It's ridiculous. But they said, no exception. So guess what? I lost. I had to go for one more semester just for mowing. I was at rock bottom. During that time, I had lots of time, for sure. So I ventured to get a driver's license. Did I pass the test right away just like everyone else? I failed seven times. How many of you passed the driving test at once? If you did, you are my heroes. I failed seven times. I'm not worthy to be a human. I tried to get a job and apply for work in several places. Guess what? I was not accepted by any of them. I became miserable. Everything I touched turned out to be hopeless and not working. I lost my sense of purpose. Why am I living here? What is the purpose of my life? No one accepted me. I felt so lonely. Then the question from Mr. Bain came into my mind again. Do you know the gospel? The question became so strong in my mind, I began to read the Bible seriously from the beginning to the end. I was hoping to find some answer and comfort, but I became more miserable. The more I read the Bible, I realized I lived terribly wrong. The Bible has such a high moral standard, but I could not even match one of it. It says, do not lie, but I lied millions of times. If you hate another person, it is equivalent to murder. If you look at someone with lust, it is equivalent to adultery. In front of those standards, I felt even more miserable. The Bible says, all have sinned. I could see myself as one of them for sure. In fact, the worst. It says, we fall short of the glory of God. I could not even call his name. I'm the worst of sinners and enemy to God. The more I read the Bible, it only tells me I'm such a horrible sinner, and I have no hope. I was miserable. I even tried to pray to God. God, now I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive my sin. I prayed every day desperately. I even counted how many times I prayed that prayer and 70 times a day. How many years? For 2 years. 70 times multiplied by 2 years. How many times did I pray? I'll leave this up to your genius brain. But nothing worked. My heart was not at peace at all. It became worse and worse. I could not even go outside because I was so ashamed to meet people on the street. I wanted to run away from everyone who would condemn me and judge me. That was a really difficult time. But one day, I became free from that guilt and shame. It was September 2000. Someone said to me, "Jesus Christ died for your past, present, and future sins." Wow. That was my turning point. My guilt has gone away amazingly. Hebrews 7-9 tells us that Jesus died once for all. He died one time at the cross, but his sacrifice is sufficient to pardon my sins, including past, present, and future sins. This was like a dynamite to me. I was suffering from such deep guilt and hopelessness for more than 2 years, but this one sentence gave me the answer to my quest. Jesus died for my sins. He forgave my sins are gone because he died to them. Wow, this was amazing. For the first time in my life, I experienced amazing joy and happiness. I became totally free from guilt and sin. Moreover, the Bible says he rose from the dead. In Christ, I'm forgiven, justified, and I'll be reasoned with him even when I die. He gave me such hope for life and future. My turning point happened. I met Jesus when I knew this was the gospel. Going back to Mr. Bang, do you know the gospel? Now I found the answer. Yes, I now know what the gospel is. It is Jesus Christ who died and rose from the dead. And he is my savior and he is my Lord. I'll follow him all the days of my life. This is the gospel. Do you know the gospel? This was the power of the question. One question stirred my heart and Jesus used it and saved my life. I'm so thankful for Mr. Bang who asked me that question. And I'm eternally thankful for Jesus who saved me and I experienced changes in my life. The more I read the Bible, the more I became happy and joyful now. I became free from sin and death. 3 months later, I sensed God calling me in my life, in my heart, to work for him for missions. That was 15 days before I came to the United States. What made me to come to the United States? God made me come here for missions. And God gave me the vision for 21st century Moses. Now, I'm here sharing with you in this video, and this is my story, but it is really God's story in my life. God knew me and saved me. He called me to serve him through serving the nations. Now, what is your story? Does God work in your life? Do you know who God is? My prayer is that you would meet God personally, and you will also have the life-changing experience by knowing the gospel. Do you know the gospel?